And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. That's right, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show. We send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else covers some major ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of North Alabama. And I mean, they've got places like, they got clinics in like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. The two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. And I'm hearing there may be more coming. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, they're open 7 days a week. They take walk-ins. They are available to you like on the weekends. If somebody gets sick, where do you got to go? Southern Immediate Care. And I'll be honest with you, this is who I use. I know the guy that owns the entire chain, and y'all, he's a right side ruffian. And I'm going to tell you right now, Southern Immediate Care, that's where I go every time I've been in the door. It has been clean. It has been friendly. It has been professional. You can get your shots there. You can get your x-rays there on the spot. They'll take all ages, pediatric to geriatric. So yeah, check them out. Just go online, find the location nearest to you, Southern Immediate Care. And you will not be, you will not have a problem with that. And tell them, by the way, you heard it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. So if you haven't, by the way, if you're on Twitter and you haven't followed me, go to @SinPhilWilliams. I said that earlier and realized I hadn't said that in a long time. It's @Sin, S-E-N, Phil Williams. I said that a little while ago when I picked up multiple new followers. I've also got this tweet that I did about what's going on with Tuberville, which is hitting a bit of virality for my level of tweets. So anyway, check it out, @SinPhilWilliams. I'll just point out to you, too, we got a ton of stuff on our website. Y'all, I'm just telling you, you can find any number of things on the Right Side Radio website. Go to rightsideradio.org any given time. And we've got, like, all the resources for you. When you hear me rattling the paper, it's all on there. All the links to the resources are on there. The live stream is on there. The podcast is on there. The recommended reading list is on there. The photo gallery, all of it. And if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we'd love to have you. And the way you do that is go to that same website, rightsideradio.org. Click on advertising and contact. Send us a message and we'll get back to you right away. Just confirmed one today that I believe we'll be adding here very shortly. But anyway, all that to say, rightsideradio.org is where you got all our stuff. So here's one for you. As we finish up the show, let me just say that it's okay to say not okay. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to get this third dipper in. It's okay to say that's not okay. See, the left will try to tell you, you are not allowed to speak out. You just stop it. You stay over there and don't you say a word. We're going to do this thing to your kids. We're going to have drag queen story hour. We're going to be teaching critical race. Don't you say anything. No. I got news, y'all. I got news. It is okay to say it's not okay. You just got to do it. And you may find that you alone may galvanize a following. You alone may galvanize three people, and the three of y'all then galvanize 10 people, and the 10 of y'all then galvanize 50 people, and next thing you know, you got a movement. That's how Moms for Liberty started. You had two moms in Florida who were just irritated at what was happening with their school board, and they are now a national organization, just literally tearing it up for conservative values right now. Well, some of the things that happen that need to be addressed are going on a daily basis, and they are in there with our kids. Like for instance, I don't know if y'all saw this or not. I can't play it. It's way too crude. This is a family show. You know what's amazing to me? Boom. You and I, we could get a major FCC fine for playing people reading the things that are in kids' sections of libraries.
Yeah, that's pretty sad right there.
That is a dynamic sadness.
Yes.
So just the other day, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, I love that guy. Senator Kennedy decided to confront in a hearing I think it was a person representing the Library Association. And so he read from a book called Gender Queer. And genderqueer is a sexually explicit book that is not recommended for kids, that is found often in public schools. And he read this thing, and I watched the video, and it was making me like, I was like, wow, blinking hard, holy cow. It's, by the way, it's the most banned book of 2021, according to the American Library Association. It's not meant for kids. Why do I know that? Because the author herself actually came out and said, yeah, that's that was not meant to be marketed to kids. And it's pretty unreal when you consider that a U.S. senator, in order to make a point, has to read graphic content from a book that was in a kid's section of a library, and people want to push back on him doing so, and it's so bad that I can't even read it out on the air. Well, it gets a little more interesting when you realize that they're dug in on this, y'all. They are dug in on this, and it's okay to say that's not okay. Here's an interesting piece that I stumbled across this morning when I was getting ready. Believe it or not, I got this article from the Arab American News. What? Yes, I did. The Arab American News. Dearborn Public Library joins the Read Woke Challenge. Well, now, this happened a couple weeks ago in Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn Public Library hosting a Read Woke Challenge until February 20th to encourage its community members to read woke books. They're not even trying to hide it. They're like all in, man. They're showing their cards. They're like, hey, I got two aces. What do you think of this? Look at me. And they're just hanging it out there. And by the way, I've got family in Michigan, and one of the things that impressed me is that maybe a political liberal state, but there's as many red-blooded conservatives in that state as there are anywhere else. So the challenge for reading woke books was created by Cicely Lewis, a school librarian in Georgia. This is getting deeper by the minute. The goal is to engage the community in a thoughtful dialogue surrounding the themes and topics addressed in the books that focus on protagonists from underrepresented groups. Shut up. Guess where they get the books from? You can go to a website. I checked it out. Oh, by the way, I have it on the screen right now. It's called the diversebookfinder.org. diversebookfinder.org. Pray tell, what will you find when you go to diversebookfinder.org? Well, the first thing you'll find is at the top of the page, they are proud to be recognized as a best digital tool by the American Association of School Librarians. What the heck? Diverse Book Finder. Well, when you scroll down, pray tell, what kind of things does diversebookfinder.org help you to find? Well, you get any number of books. They've got over 3,000 books that feature Black and Indigenous and people of color. BIPOC. Because it's a good idea to keep splitting up our society. You know, you have to label them. You can't just be a society that recognizes each other for your merits. You have to have those intersectionalities. BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. Okay, let's find you some BIPOC books. Let's have a whole section of the library on BIPOC. Hey, kids, you might want to head over there to the BIPOC section because, you know, we don't want you to think about race unless we tell you to, and we're telling you to, go read the BIPOC books. That's what that is. Scroll down the page a little further. What else do you have? Well, you have all the books that are things like A Triumphant Shout for the Great LGBTQIA2S+ Graphic Novels section. Wow. Can we go view that post? Well, of course we can. And you can read all the books like Mooncakes and Across a Field of Starlight, Graphic Novels, about the wonderful lives of the LGBTQIAP2S+. My God. And so I didn't know the acronym. I don't even know what the P stands for. I don't want to know what the P stands for. LGBTQIAP2S+. Sooner or later, they're going to run out. Boomer, what are they going to do when they have to reuse a letter? I mean, what do they do?
They're going to put the little square sign at the top.
Oh, like L squared GBTQI.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right. And you read that section, there's a whole blog about, as a white suburban asexual Gen Xer who grew up with many questions about my sexual and gender identities, I always wish there were books out there that would help explain why I was not interested in boys and found kissing unpleasant. And then began the graphics novels for LGBTQIAP2S+. That's on diversebookfinders.org, which is highly recommended by the Dearborn Public Library to join the Read Woke Challenge, which is sponsored in part by Cicely Lewis, a school librarian in Georgia. Y'all, it's okay to say that's not okay. It's okay to say, you know what? You can keep your library card, I guess. You know what? I don't need you. Not only do I not need you, but I'm pretty sure our tax dollars are funding that. Maybe we ought to think twice about funding some of these libraries. And I don't want to go down that road because I love the library. I grew up loving libraries. At home in my study, I've got a built-in wall of books because I love the feel of the actual book in my hands. I read from a Kindle a lot of times, but I still love real books. And libraries are special places. They're not supposed to be places where you go to be an activist. But that's what they've done, and it's okay to say that's not okay. I got a few more examples of this, and we'll see if you have any text messages on it. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all call it in or text it in, and we'll take it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, I'm talking about making common sense a superpower. Hey, by the way, I tell you who else has a ton of common sense and some superpowers. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they are epic good at what they do. And they do a lot of things to help businesses. They can do things like logistics and warehousing and sorting and containment and all that kind of stuff, quality control. They can also, by the way, help you find the people you need. So at ZLA Solutions, they'll do things like the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. You tell them how many and where and what kind of skills you need, and they'll do it. They can find you the people that have the hard-to-find niche skills, just a few of those if you need them, or a whole shift of people, food service, automotive manufacturing, any other type of industry you can think of. You tell them what you need, blue collar, white collar, no collar, and they'll go get it. And they love to say at ZLA, they don't make it, they just make it better, because that's their mission in life, is to help you make your business better. So check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And if you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so I will wrap this up a bit. So the idea that it's okay to say not okay, that is the thing they don't want you to know. The left does not want you to believe that you have a voice. And the left does not want you to believe, by the way, that anybody else cares about what you think. You would be amazed what a difference it can make when one person says, I see that, it's not okay. Story on the Associated Press actually was picked up by NPR. Alabama governor ousts a top education official over a book's woke concepts on race. This came out in April this year. Good on her, Governor Ivey. Thank you so much. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that she had replaced her director of early childhood education over the use of a teacher training book that was written by a nationally recognized education group, which happens to be a woke education group, because of language about inclusions and structural racism. The story here on NPR tries to play it down. But what happened was This lady, who was a director of early childhood education for the entire state, had authorized certain materials that taught critical race theory and other diversity, equity, and inclusion type, and it was offensive. And when the governor found out about it, she went ahead and called for her resignation. Now, I'm wondering why that hasn't happened yet, though, with our state library association. So Alabama Public Library Service Director Nancy Pack is apparently, in a story on 1819 News, given contradictory statements in her recent response to Governor Kay Ivey questioning her connection to the American Library Association and sexually explicit books that target children. So what's happened this year, in this case, is Ivey sent a letter, and good on Ivey again. Ivey has said, hey, I'm hearing a lot about these libraries. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. I'm hearing a lot about these libraries, and I want to know what's up. And what is your affiliation with the American Library Association that seems to be in favor of this kind of thing? Keep in mind, the American Library Association has what they call their self-identified Marxist lesbian president who calls for things like, you know, gender and sexuality and socialism to be a big part of the library environment. Well, Ivy sent a letter to her state library service director wanting to know what's up. And there have been denials. We're not affiliated with them. Now there are, well, we're not really that affiliated with them. Now we also find out that, well, there's nothing to disassociate from. Oh, by the way, the next statement is, well, it will be hard to disassociate because it's important to have an association that takes care of your interests. And oh, by the way, the State Library Association has paid over $38,000 in dues since 2019 to the American Library Association. And that's not okay, because she still doesn't really address the sexually explicit books. Nancy Pack, the person in charge of our Alabama public libraries, just gave like a general defense to the governor for all materials in libraries, saying that parents should be in charge of what their children can and cannot read. Well, there's a novel concept. Parents being in charge? Sort of like education? Yeah. Well, listen, y'all, it is okay to say not okay. It is okay to see something and go, psh, I am not on board with that. I am not down with that one. I am not riding that narrative. I'm not. I love this story on Fox News that came out. Hundreds of high school students organize a walkout to protest a trans bathroom rule. Digging it. You know, hey, the left is always calling for that civil disobedience, right? Hundreds of students, it says, from Pennsylvania. This story came out yesterday. Hundreds of students from Pennsylvania's Valley School District walked out of class on this last Friday after the local school board failed to enact a policy requiring transgender students to use the bathrooms that correspond with their biological sex. In other words, the students were upset. They're sick of it. The students said, look, this is not right. And so the students themselves, hundreds of them, staged a walkout of school. And so one particular parent says, kids were upset. Girls, we wanted to protect them. They were upset. They didn't want men in their bathroom. One student named John Ott is the one who organized the walkout. Says the safety of females is so important, and these students that stood out and walked out are to be commended. They have courage. They exercise their First Amendment rights. This is about protecting children and privacy. It's simple biology. Listen, it's okay to say not okay. And I'm not talking about just adults. Apparently, that story points out even kids can point out something that's not okay, and they don't have to get on board with it. All right, we have talked about a bunch of stuff today, but I'm going to tell you right now, the most important thing we talked about all day was that Boomer's little man hit a grand slam yesterday in the Little League baseball game.
By golly.
You got that sound effect still?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to pull it up quick enough.
If you missed
it, it was like a nice little ding.
If you missed the beginning of the show, Boomer actually has the video where you can hear him hitting the bat. Dink!
Yes.
It's awesome.
It was a good time last night.
6 years old, grand slam. Hitting it out in the far left field. I'm digging it. All right, you guys. Have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then. We'll be right back. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio.